KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's a little breezy, 30 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy today with patchy fog this morning and a high around 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa news, two women from Adams County have been charged with harboring a runaway. Sheriff's officials said this morning 45-year-old Rosalia Jane Stalker and 27-year-old Angel Rose Sharpstein, both of Corning, were interviewed by Adams County deputies at around 9 p.m. on December 14th about their role in harboring a minor runaway child. Authorities allege the pair gave aid to the runaway and misdirected law enforcement efforts to find the child. The minor was located by law enforcement on December 16th. Sharpstein, who also faces a possession of controlled substance second offense charge, was released from custody December 16th after posting 10% of a $20,000 bond. Stalker pled not guilty to the charge. She remained in the Adams County Jail at last check on $20,000 bond. Preliminary hearings for both women set for December 31st. A father and son out hunting deer early Sunday morning in Mills County attempted to cross a section of water at the Willow Slough Park and fell through the ice. According to reports, the Midwest Regional Dive Team was called to the scene at around 8:40 a.m. and arrived within 30 minutes. Rescuers found the pair in the water in a remote northeast section of the park. After getting a boat in the water, the dive team, equipped with cold water rescue suits, retrieved both men from the water and got them to shore. The victims, whose names were not released, suffered from hypothermia and were transported by Malvern Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. A 12-year-old female passenger in a van was transported by Lewis first responders to the Cass County Hospital early Sunday morning following a rollover accident. According to scanner traffic at the time, a minivan rolled into the south ditch at the AT&T curve near Lewis. That's 582nd Street and White Pole Road just after midnight Sunday. The girl complained of neck pain prior to being transported. Three other people in the van were apparently not injured. The road was said to be a bit icy at the time. Cass County Sheriff's Office was also on the scene. No other details are currently available on that accident. Three people from Adair were injured in a collision late Saturday morning on the west side of Wyota. The Iowa State Patrol identified the victims as 20-year-old Matthew H. Paulson, 75-year-old Donna J. Kapaska, and her passenger, 76-year-old Jerry D. Kapaska. Officials said Paulson was traveling eastbound on Highway 83 at around 11:40 a.m. when, for reasons unknown, the 2000 Buick LeSabre he was driving crossed the center line of the road. Donna Kapaska, who was driving a 2000 Dodge Ram 1500 pickup westbound on Highway 83, braked and steered her vehicle to the right side of the road to try and avoid the collision, but the vehicles collided nearly head-on. After the impact, the pickup came to rest near the curb of the road while the car skidded about 100 feet before stopping in the middle of Highway 83. Paulson, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was transported by LifeNet helicopter from the scene to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Donna and Jerry Kapaska were transported by medevac to Cass County Hospital, with Donna later being transported to Mercy Hospital. The State Patrol said the couple was wearing their seatbelts. Two people from Minnesota were injured during a collision between a car and a semi Saturday night on Interstate 80 near Neola. The State Patrol says a 2016 Volvo semi driven by 45-year-old Craig Alfred Smith of Grand Rapids, Michigan, was traveling west on I-80 at around 8:10 p.m. when he went to change lanes. A 2000 Toyota Camry traveling in the adjacent lane tried to take evasive action, but the car and semi collided in the car's lane of travel. The Camry, driven by 31-year-old Martha James of Burnsville, Minnesota, went into the ditch and rolled over. James and her passenger, 45-year-old Nangut Jin Bitao of Egan, Minnesota, were transported by Underwood Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. The extent of their injuries was not known. Both occupants of the car were wearing their seatbelt. The accident remained under investigation, with charges pending. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports the arrest on Friday of 57-year-old Philip Eugene Mathis of Audubon on a federal warrant charging him with possession of child pornography and receipt of visual depictions of minors engaging in sexually explicit conduct. Mathis was transported to the Audubon County Jail and later transferred into federal custody. The Audubon Police Department was assisted in their investigation by the Department of Homeland Security, the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigations, and the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. And on December 11th, 17-year-old Nicholas Wilson of Audubon was arrested for sexual exploitation of a minor and dissemination of obscene material. Wilson was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. Also last Monday, December 14th, Audubon police arrested 50-year-old Darren Paul Asmus of Audubon for criminal trespassing, animal neglect, and resisting arrest. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office assisted in that arrest. Asmus was transported to the Audubon County Jail. In our funeral announcements, Marcia Holloway, age 74 of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Services for Marcia Holloway will be today at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. John Fromm, age 54 of Defiance, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for John Fromm will be today at 11 o'clock at the St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Henry Lee Manns, age 85, of Avoca, died Thursday at Murtu Hospital. Funeral services for Lee Henry Manns will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Bradley Dwayne Doc Gilman, age 55, of Ankeny, died December 11th. A visitation for Doc Gilman will be tomorrow from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Gerald Waltz, age 84, of Portsmouth, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center. A wake service for Gerald Waltz will be Tuesday at 7 p.m. at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Albert Louis Peterson, age 70, of Urbandale and formerly of Adair, died Friday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Services for Albert Peterson are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. And Phyllis Hodney, age 93, of Irwin, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Services for Phyllis Hodney are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.